things I wondered about was just if we made too big a hoopla about the announcement, and that the way that came out, it just made it sound, it did make it sound like a done deal.
That was the voice of a Greenpeace staffer on an internal conference call leaked to the Vancouver Media Co-op yesterday. The announcement that she refers to is the Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement. Here's a clip from the joint press conference between Greenpeace and representatives of some 21 logging companies currently active in the Boreal Forest.
The Boreal Forest Agreement changes the old dynamic, the win-lose dynamic that Avram mentioned. It sets a new dynamic forward, a win-win engagement between very strong, powerful parties that together are going to work and move forward together.
During the conference call, staff members discussed criticism of the Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement. Here's one participant.
One of the reasons why I think we have so many reactions is the fact that some First Nations communities and groups were not aware of this agreement.
Some Greenpeace staff are obviously unhappy with the way the agreement was negotiated, echoing concerns from Indigenous communities across the Boreal Forest area.
Replicates, you know, a process that they've been trying to correct for quite some time, where government and industry sort of agree on certain things and then come to First Nation communities and then consult and change from there, rather than sort of bringing them in on a process from the outset. And that because this is traditional territory and is traditional land, and they are sort of the original sort of stewards of these lands, that any type of negotiation, no matter how sort of informal or how much in the preliminary stage, really should have been with them at the table, because that's what they've been fighting for in terms of around all these treaty right cases, and then that's just what historically they've been fighting for as well, is anything that deals with our land. As soon as conversations begin about it, First Nations should be one of the major players in sort of fashioning that. And I think, and it's tough for me in terms of not to necessarily agree with that. Like, I understand in terms of the rationale of why that choice was made, but I don't necessarily know if I agree. And so that's what's made it difficult, I think, for me in just talking with some of our First Nation allies to not agree with that sort of original statement. And I think we should be open to say, potentially we did make a wrong assessment in terms of when we brought First Nations into this process.
But one Greenpeace exec defended the decision to push ahead with the deal.
That was a strategic decision, is to make this possibly more important than it actually is, with the idea of making it harder, now that we get into the work, for the forest company to withdraw. So what we've done now is, like, very publicly said, we've got this fabulous deal, and everybody's like, yeah! And now it's like, you're going to walk from this? So you are walking from a process. So it was a bit of a strategic thing, which I think we have to reconsider, but it wasn't done as self-promotion.
But not everyone thinks this deal is so fabulous. The Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement moves 72,205 hectares of harvesting and road building out of Cariboo Range and into other parts of the forest. And while this agreement technically covers a forest twice the size of Germany, the amount of Cariboo Range that will not be cut before 2012 as a result of the deal is only slightly larger than the city of Toronto. The deal still allows for almost 700,000 hectares of forest to be cut in Cariboo habitat. For the Vancouver Media Co-op, I'm Don Paley.
This is a public service from the Vancouver Media Co-op. Please consider becoming a Media Co-op sustainer at vancouver.mediacoop.ca.